法法
Media
Media.
What do I need to do every day to generate the amount of leads that will get me X amount of sales every week? All right, so if that's not happening every week, then do I need to do more?
Hi, my name is Ronnie Cruz. After almost two decades as a career network marketer, I realized that despite continual work on my personal and professional development, that I had hit a massive brick wall. So I took a deep and honest look at myself, top to bottom, hoping to find answers. And my search led me to one conclusion. The definitions I held of my business, of my world, of my life, were the very things holding me back. If I wanted to change, if I wanted to grow beyond my current circumstances, I had to wipe the slate clean and redefine. This show is dedicated to helping you identify the belief systems, the mindsets, the very definitions that have held you back, and then help you break through those limitations to finally create the life you've been working so hard to achieve. Welcome to the Redefine Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Today we're going to talk about goals. That's right, goals. We're going to talk about breaking down long-term big vision goals into smaller daily and weekly bite-size actionable steps. I think one of the things that is so difficult, or that people find so difficult about setting long-term big vision and audacious type goals, is that it's incredibly intimidating, right? It's intimidating, it's overwhelming, can feel very daunting because it's a destination you've never been before, you know? And so you don't know how to get there. Yeah, you want to get there, but you don't know how to get there. And so following this process of reverse engineering the destination to your day-to-day and week-to-week actionable steps gives you a guide to actually get there. Think of it as entering an address that you've never been before into a GPS, right? You've never been there, so you don't know how to get there. Plug it into the GPS, tells you where to go. So what does this look like? Basically, you take your long-term vision and you break it down into, or your long-term goal, and you break it down into a midterm, right? Like your midterm. And then you break that midterm into a short-term. And apply for business. For me, network marketing was the context for sure. Super simple and easy once you understand how to do it. And it can even apply to, you know, like health goals. I've seen these guides for runners, because I'm a runner. And you know, they have these guides out there like the From Couch to 5K, which is an awesome name for a guide, right? From not having run at all to then being able to run a 5K, a step-by-step guide on how to get there. I mean, there's even guides from, you know, zero to marathon, right? And so it's the same principle. It's a guide that tells you what you need to do on a day-to-day and a week-to-week to build up to that specific long-term goal that you've set for yourself. So yeah, let's just break it down. For example, right? Like if you're in business, let's say you've set a goal of hitting $1 million in sales in your fifth year. Okay, so let me backtrack. In terms of long-term, mid-term, short-term, it's going to be relative and adjustable depending on the context you're using it in. Of course, long-term can be 20 years, can be 10 years. Just for our example today, let's say 5 years, right? In network marketing specifically, I think that's a decent time frame to consider a long-term. So yeah, long-term goal, $1 million in sales in year five for your business. Okay, so that's your five year mark that you want to hit. So what is each year leading up to that look like, right? What does year one look like? Year two, year three, year four, etc. So you set your goals for each year. Now, I want you to understand a couple of things about these midterm goals as you set them. Number one, especially for business, it's not going to all be like, you know, 250,000 this year, 250, you know what I mean? It's not going to be equal amount of growth every year. It's not multiplicative. I don't know if that's a word. It's not multiplier. It's going to be more of an exponential kind of scaling, right? Any entrepreneur and any business person will tell you that, right? And so what that means then is the first 1 to 2 years are probably going to be much lower of a target than 3 and 4, right? Because it takes you time to build the momentum to then scale up to year five. So when you're looking at your midterm goals, then just understand that, yeah, those first couple of years in the midterm are you can set high goals for sure if you want to, but you will likely, it will likely feel slower than you want it to go, right? So, because again, you have to scale up, right? You have to build momentum to year five. And each subsequent year will be, I think, an exponential as opposed to additive. I think that's a more accurate word. So there's that. It's a building momentum and it's a scaling in the midterm goals. And then the second thing I want you to think about is that these midterm goals are really just progress reports, right? I want you to think of them as progress reports. If we're talking about the analogy of the GPS, they're mile markers to give you an idea of how far you've come, and in case you need to make adjustments, right? Like, okay, so this highway is closed. I didn't know that. It's under construction. I have to reroute. Same thing with your goals that you've set, right? If you think of these midterm goals as mile markers, as progress reports and check-ins, you can see then what you need to do to improve. You can see what you need to do what you need to do more of, and what you need to just take away, right? Like from a business standpoint, let's say you set a goal for year one to do anywhere from $50,000 to $60,000. If you fall short of that, if you only do 40, then you really got to take a hard look at, okay, what do we need to do better? What do we need to remove? Do we need to try new tactics, new strategies? If you hit, let's say, 65,000, then you can look at it and be like, oh man, we're doing great. What can we do more of, right? Like, what's the thing that's really working, and let's do more of that and strip away everything else that's not working, right? All right. So each midterm destination or midterm mile marker, you take that progress report, it'll give you information in moving forward on what to do better, right? What to do better, because this is again how you scale up and build that momentum. If you don't change anything, if you don't use these mile markers as progress reports and as opportunities to improve, then it's never going to scale. It's never going to scale. You'll just plateau and hit the same numbers every year, right? So a really, really important thing to do when setting and thinking about these midterm goals. Now, of course, from there, you then break down your year to year to quarterly. You know, what sales need to look like every quarter to hit that annual goal, what sales then need to look like month to month, and then week to week, and then what you need to do on a day to day, right? Like, what do I need to do every day to generate the amount of leads that will get me X amount of sales every week, all right? So if that's not happening every week, then do I need to do more? Do my weekly sales then add up to my monthly goals? If that's not happening, what can I do to adjust? So actually every step of the way can serve as, as indicators, performance indicators in terms of what you can improve. Looking at these short terms, you can now see then, okay, it's not so intimidating. It's not so scary. It's not so, daunting. Now I know what I need to do on a day to day because I have my daily tasks and my checklist that I can check in with. And eventually it's following through with these things on a day to day and then checking in every quarter, every year that will, lead to the eventuality of reaching the destination, right? Reaching the destination. And again, you can really apply this to a lot of different things. Health, with the running example in particular, network marketing for sure. This works very well. Hitting a certain level or a certain rank in your company and breaking that down into what it looks like, the qualifications, and then doing it from a year to year, and then breaking that down into daily actionable steps. I mean, yeah, it's really kind of applicable to so many things. And if you haven't heard the last episode of the show, I talked about commitment. All right, we talked about commitment in that episode. And if you put these two topics together, it's parallel. It's absolutely parallel. You know, you set your task, goals from short term, mid term, long term, right? You have to commit to all of those things. And last episode, it's exactly that, right? You're committing to the day-to-day actions, right? And that's your short term. The midterm, you're committing to the process and the growth, right? That those are your midterm mile markers and your progress reports. And then the long term, of course, you're committing to the vision. You're committing to going through all of that to get to your destination, right? If you haven't heard that last episode, I encourage you to listen to it and just put those principles together with this particular episode on breaking down your goals into bite-sized steps. This reverse engineering, really, really super, super powerful as a formula of allowing you and helping you achieve the things that you want to achieve, right? Because again, you need the commitment at every step of the way, short term, mid term, long term, to actually get to your destination. So that's the talk on goals. Reverse engineering your goals, really incredibly helpful practice to that long term vision. I guess the last piece that I want to share with you is that I want you to make sure you understand that these are compartmentalized. I speak about health goals and I speak about business goals, network marketing goals, or all the different compartments of life. I don't mean to talk about that in terms of your life vision, right? I say big vision goals in terms of like career and business and things like that. I use it in that context, but there is also a bigger picture life vision that you set for yourself I'll have to say for another episode. That's not necessarily what we're talking about here in today's episode. We're talking about specific kind of career goals, business goals, health goals, and things like that, right? Okay, so I just wanted to clarify. I'll talk about big vision life things in a future episode. Oh, last thing before I let you guys go, I have decided, because we did reach 300 episodes recently, I have decided that I will be giving you my blueprint, right? I teach this free class, it's called The Blueprint, that shows you how to market, how to leverage social media and build a marketing funnel with social media. I generally do that online. I have a replay that people have to register for, you know what I mean? Like it goes through that whole funnel process. But I've decided, because, just to celebrate, to give you guys the gift, my dear listeners, of giving you that blueprint, without having to kind of sign up for anything. It's super, super simple. And I think you'll get a lot of value out of it. As you set your marketing goals, especially if you're building a business, especially if you're building a network marketing business or affiliate online digital marketing type business, this blueprint's really going to help. So stay tuned, mark that on your calendars. Next episode will be a special gift from me to you, the free blueprint for generating your first $1,000 online, basically, right? Your first $1,000 online. So if you're not already following the show, go ahead and hit that plus sign at the top of whatever app you happen to be listening on. If you're watching this on the YouTube, subscribe and hit that bell so you get notifications, because you're not going to want to miss that blueprint episode. It's a celebration of our 300th episode, which happened like 2 or 3 episodes ago, but anyways, neither here nor there. Thank you for tuning in. Set your goals, let's get at it. So until next time, be well, be safe. We'll see you in the next episode.